This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time to talk sports with a little slant on it. From a gambling standpoint, the odds, wagering, becoming bigger and bigger. We saw a few more states jump into the pool this week. Earlier this, we were all Mississippians on Thursday. That's what I've been saying on my local show. Every day that a new state approves sports gambling, I open my show by saying, today, we are all fill-in name of state here. We are all citizens of that state because I feel that strongly about sports gambling being a big part of what every state should be doing. And when I talk sports gambling on this show, I go to the best. He is the founder of pregame.com. They're the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press. You can find him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. RJ Bell joining me. RJ, it's been a few weeks since you and I talked. You were out a couple weeks ago. I was out last week. How you been, man?
Excellent. I've been saving up my one-liners, my deep insights, ready to go.
Good deal, man. Good deal. It's good to talk to you. And as you can imagine, LeBron is the dominant topic on the show tonight. I was saying earlier, RJ, it's like the NBA season. We've got preseason, regular season, postseason, and LeBron season. And we're in the middle of LeBron season right now. I want to ask you about these odds, RJ. The Lakers, I'm looking at the odds. Of course, I go to you for all this stuff. It was minus 275 yesterday. It's minus 400 for the Lakers today, which means you got to lay 400 to win 100. LeBron hasn't said a word about anything. There are players where we've actually heard rumors about what they think and how they feel and where they might be going. LeBron, there's been nothing, and yet the Lakers keep becoming a more and more prohibitive favorite, it seems like, on a daily basis. Is this being driven by any information, or is it being driven by the public just thinking, hey, this is where he's going to go?
Yeah, great question. And yeah, the odds move happened between Thursday and Friday, and I think that the experts or the bettors divined in the draft that Cleveland wasn't going to make a great effort to hold them. Though, if you look at Cleveland's odds, they improved.
They moved down, too.
Yeah. So I guess the way to look at it is it's that the Lakers are surging, no doubt. But I also think the other teams other than the Cavs are falling back. If you look at CP3 in Houston, I mean, it's segued into the potential he might not even be there, right? And then as you go down the list, for whatever reason, these other teams are dropping off, and by a process of elimination, you've got the Cavs left, and then I think you've got a very potent narrative that LeBron goes to L.A. Why? And I've been talking about this on my show. It's because he gets to change the narrative. Right now, and let me ask you the question, Sean, is if I said, what's the narrative of LeBron's career, would it be fair to say, well, on one hand, you got Michael Jordan with six and more than one hand, and on the other hand, LeBron has three. And maybe his stats are better, but when the chips are down, Michael was on another level. Does that sound fairly like the narrative?
That definitely sounds like the narrative, and I would maybe put a subtext to it, which strengthens the Lakers' case, that I think there's a lot of people that feel like LeBron, that being in the East all these years has somehow been an easier way to get to all those finals than maybe trying to get through the West.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. So here's the question. What odds would you put on LeBron winning three more titles, no matter who he goes to? Though obviously if he went to the Warriors, which is possible, but an extreme long shot, then who knows how many he'd win. But any other team he went to, if I said, put a number, put a percentage chance, put odds on LeBron winning three or more additional titles, would you agree that's a major long shot?
That you mean any other team, like just
I'm
any team
no
out
who
there?
He plays for,
yeah.
Is I want to put a proposition back to you, Sean. You win if LeBron wins three or more titles the rest of his career, and I win if he doesn't. What odds would I have to give you?
For LeBron to win three or more titles, God, RJ, I would say like 10-1, 15-1. I mean, pretty big odds. That's a lot. It's hard to do. Yeah.
So if the narrative is a simple count of titles, 6-3, and then it might be 6-4, 6-5, but will it ever be 6-6? Very unlikely. Now, if he goes to L.A., what happens? The whole narrative changes because it can be, well, listen, very young team, this Laker team. I know it's going to be an uphill battle, but I want this challenge at this point in my career. Right? So set it up, lower expectations. And then if I said, would you agree if he stayed with L.A. 6 more years, let's say through his 39th year, he went to L.A., played there 6 years, I would think he's a clear favorite to win one title. Would you at least one? Would you agree with that?
If you put the number, you know what I'd say, RJ? I would say if you put it at 1.5, that's a great number.
Yeah, so if the number's 1/2, you'd go way over.
I'd go over. I would go over 1/2. I would say yes on him winning a title, yes.
Okay, me too. So now think about that. By your odds assessment, less than a 10% chance LeBron's mm-hmm. going to win the current narrative. But if he goes to L.A., if he wins just one title, what's the narrative? He brought a title to L.A. and only guy in NBA history to win 3 titles with 3 separate teams.
Only superstar. I mean, you know, you got guys like Robert Horry who,
okay,
you know.
Or led a team or was the best player.
Yeah, right.
Pretty easy to say that, you know, the guy, again, Horry was a fine player, but
right.
you know, he wasn't.
No, I know
team.
What you mean. We're talking marquee players. I know what you mean.
Best player on the team might be the easiest
right.
way to say it. So
yep.
to me, LeBron now goes from a 10% or less chance of winning the narrative to a much better than 50% chance of winning the narrative. To me, LeBron is so narratively savvy. I think that's one of the drivers here.
That's interesting. That's a really, really nuanced way to look at it, but I don't think it's crazy either. RJ Bell joining me on CBS Sports Radio. RJ, I want to ask you, too, Kawhi Leonard is another guy sitting out there. He obviously doesn't move. He's a good player, great player. Doesn't move the needle nearly as much as LeBron. How does Kawhi figure into all of this? Not only how it may impact LeBron because the Lakers are supposedly Kawhi's desired destination, but he would need to be traded there, but also how is it affecting the Spurs, too, right now?
Well, here's the thing, and this is a reoccurring theme in all my segments with you. Bookies are bad. They want your money, and mm-hmm. it's not just that, but they're scummy. They don't like to give you a fair shot, I'll be honest with you. And I've been combating bookies since I was 14 years old. Haven't met a fair one. Well, some are close to fair. That's the best you can hope for, close to fair. So here's what they do. They say, what would the odds be if LeBron lands on a certain team, or if there's another if-then, like Kawhi staying with the Spurs or not? They'll say, what's the odds if he land, if it goes well or positively for the team, and what's the odds if it doesn't? So Lakers, if they land LeBron, 6-1 maybe is a fair line.
Sure.
If they don't land LeBron, maybe 30-40-1, like a real long shot.
Right.
They'll make the odds 8-1, figuring, okay, if they land LeBron, we'll move it a couple more ticks to 6. And if they don't, well, the suckers who bet it, it's 8-1 now that it's 40-1, tough break. And so it's really hard to get value because they're always edging towards the positive possibility. So I think when you look at the Spurs, the bookies are doing the same thing. I mean, there's a small chance they land LeBron and Kyrie stays. I think there's a much better chance he goes, but they typically are going to price the Spurs pretty close to assuming things go well for them, and then they'll just move it later.
RJ Bell joining me on CBS Sports Radio. RJ, let's shift gears to football. And is it crazy that the first thing I thought of, RJ, when this Jameis Winston suspension came down was, I can't wait to talk to RJ on Sunday and see what this does to Tampa Bay. Jameis Winston looks like he's going to serve a 3-game suspension. I'll be honest with you, they were 3 games that the Bucs are probably going to be underdogs in anyways. They're 3 tough games at New Orleans and then home for the Eagles and home for the Steelers. But lay it out for us, RJ. What does a Jameis Winston 3-game suspension do to the Buccaneers, not only in those games, but their season chances would seem to be really damaged as well?
Well, I don't know. So 3 games, you think, really damage the Tampa Bay season chances?
Well, RJ, they're going to be a team that probably a game here, a game there is going to be the difference between them being in the playoffs.
Four or five?
Well, you know what I mean. Like, if they're going to get in, they're probably going to get in as one of those 9-7 type of teams. You know, I don't think Tampa Bay is going 13-3.
If you're saying their playoff chances go from almost zero to closer to zero, I would agree with you. But that might be a little extreme. Here's the key, though, is Winston's a big name, but not a big performer on the field.
True.
And the backup quarterback, Ryan Fitzpatrick, also known as Ryan, he went to Harvard, Fitzpatrick.
Oh, yeah.
He is underrated, at least for a backup. So you might be shocked at this. And this isn't, you know, hey, you mentioned it. We do the odds for the AP. We're pretty good at this. But I would rather look at the betting market and give you that data than have my experts guess, even though they're very educated guesses. We know what the adjustment is because there's lines on week one, week two, week three, and the average move's been about 2 points. So Winston, let's put it in perspective. Aaron Rodgers worth about 10 points. Tom Brady, now again, with Belichick and a really good back, or typically Hoyer is a way above average backup. So, you know, Brady might be worth 6 or 7, right? And then you think about, like, a great running back like Zeke Elliott, worth about a point. So, on one hand, Winston, 2 points, is very modest for a quarterback, his value, but that's about as much as any other non-quarterback in the NFL. The most valuable non-quarterback in the NFL is worth about 1.5 to 2 points, and that's what Winston is, but far less than the best quarterbacks.
It's RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com, joins me each and every week at this time. RJ, great stuff as always. Looking forward to doing it with you again. By this time next week, RJ, we'll know how correct or incorrect or accurate these odds all were on LeBron James. So I look forward to doing the aftermath of that with you.
Always fun with you. Thank you, Sean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.